notwithstanding the number of elder abuse, neglect, and exploitation cases around the country that occur each year, the number of elder abuse prosecutions vary widely around the country. This esteemed panel today will be focusing on perhaps some of the reasons for that variation and some of the factors that go into elder abuse prosecutions. To my immediate right is Dr. Shelley Jackson. Dr. Shelley Jackson is an assistant professor at the University of Virginia in the Department of Psychiatry and Neurobehavioral Sciences. She has written and authored extensively on a wide array of issues involving child abuse, domestic violence. Recently, she has focused a lot of her attention on and focused and presented on issues involving elder abuse and mistreatment, as well as financial exploitation. Dr. Jackson will be focusing today on a study, an NIJ-funded study, on some of the factors that go into a prosecutor's decision on whether to prosecute an elder abuse case. To Dr. Jackson's right is Lori Stiegel. She is the senior attorney of the American Bar Association's Commission on Law and Aging and has specialized on elder abuse since 1995. Lori was a member of the National Research Council Study Panel on Risk and Prevalence of Elder Abuse and has authored and co-authored extensively on elder abuse, a number of articles including Elder Abuse Detection and Intervention, A Collaborative Approach, Elder Abuse in the State Courts, 3 Curricula for Judges and Court Staff, as well as The Power of Attorney Abuse and What States Can Do About It. Lori will be focusing on some innovative court models that have tailored themselves to deal with elder abuse cases, and we'll be focusing on that link in the elder justice chain. Last but not least, to my far right is Paige Ulrey. Paige is a senior prosecuting attorney with the King County Prosecutor's Office in Seattle, Washington. She started there in 1998, and in 2001 was appointed to the newly created position of elder abuse prosecutor in the criminal division. During her time there, she founded and chaired the King County Elder Abuse Council and the Criminal Mistreatment Review Panel. Since 2007, Paige has worked as the Elder Abuse Prosecutor in the Economic Crimes Unit and has focused on cases involving vulnerable adult financial abuse, neglect, and sexual assault. With that, I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Jackson, who will start us off on her presentation.